Okay, then I'll start. So my name is Red Akash. I'm this guy who's like on the Swift forums and channel talking about this through like asking you through the questions. But yeah, first let's start with the iceberg. Who knows what this ship is? Do you know the name of the ship? Yes, it's an iceberg.
Yeah.
No, this is a, so do you know the name of the ship?
Like that?
Going mirror.
Oh, yes.
Sorry. So the thing is, I'll put my hand off and put this because this is a story about the pirates, and it's very, it's a bit stupid but very inspiring story about the pirates. I would really suggest you to check on the method of adoption. It's very good. Let's start. So you'll understand why I put this up. What is distributed actions? It's actually already been, there's like a dot dot CV video already, and like 3 months ago I made a presentation on Swift without Munich, there's a link to that you can check. But today we'll dive a bit more deeper, or we'll sail further. So before we start, we should really answer two questions: what is reliability and scalability, or why we need the service system.
So reliability is like this:
how our like system handles the failures, fault tolerance, consistency guarantees, and all the things. Scalability is usually people say about like horizontal. It's like adding more nodes or other, adding more CPU memory, etc. But why we need distributed systems? There's like a nice analog about the address, like a seed currency. The problem with this analog is this is just one seed, and as soon as someone blows it, it's not, it's just, this actually happens often in this story, this anime. And there is no more island of a currency. There could be nothing. This, in reality, this is your server. And you can accidentally or like intentionally terminate or destroy it. It could be your business competitor just during the night destroying your service.
Was it not mine before? I'll try to be faster now. I have a lot of slides.
So the only way to solve this problem is introduce two nodes, or like two islands or two nodes. The problem, so when one C is eliminated, you always have the second one, which is a server. This is a fault tolerance, and basically this is the main thing that leads, if you talk about distributed access, that's how we came up with this idea. The fault tolerance came as a driving stuff. Oh, okay, now we have at least two C's of concurrency. The problem is this is one server, like one C, this is another C. How we will find each other? It's like in a fog, in the games there's a fog of war. Someone will go and check, and okay, there's like two C's actually, and build an infrastructure for you. And it will look like there's no borders between those nodes. It's just I call it distributed ocean, which actually consists of different seas, and we're sailing on this like a pirate between the seas. So this is 1 second. So this is how we end up with the distributed systems. In Swift, we have actually an instrument for that. It's called distributed Swift. It's actually a language feature which consists of it's different instruments to build the distributed system and distributed actor. There's a link. What we mean by a different distributed system, there's a mindset is to bring your own runtime. It means that you build a cluster system for servers, or like for cars, you can build a cluster system. And this all be the same distributed actors, just a different system, or Internet of Things. And actually, there's an example on this .wc video from Konrad, actually. And this example is Tic Tac Fish game, and it already has two simple distributed system. One is a WebSocket, the other one is based on Bonjour, I think, network framework from Apple. But this is a simple distributed system. In reality, the distributed system is a complicated topic. It's a hard to crack thing here. For example, how nodes find each other. What happens, like Cs find each other. What happens when node dies? How messages are transmitted? How to behave when messages are failed or to deliver, yeah. There is actually a solution from the Apple C-distributed active cluster library, which handles everything for you. So it uses the for like Swift cluster membership based on a scalable weekly consistent infection style membership for managing clusters, and it also includes serialization mechanism and the transport layer. And let's go back to this example we had, and let's just update the game with the cluster, with the latest cluster that Apple provided us. But before we start, let's figure out how to form a node. It's actually very easy. You define cluster system 1, cluster system 2, it's two nodes. Then you can just spawn the actors there, and then you manually say, okay, cluster join this node. But this is a problem, because this node could be on, it's okay on one computer, but this node could be on completely different computers. Yeah? So there is a solution. With a serial discovery, you can just say, okay, this is a serial discovery. You can use AWS Kubernetes, and it will find the clusters for you. For debugging, we will use the clusterd. It's a simple node discovery process. It's still in pull request, but we can use it. It will land in the cluster system soon. And that's it, actually. So we formed two nodes. And yeah, the cluster system done. Now back to the game. So this is a game. You enter the game, you go to the matchmaking screen, and then you play the tic-tac toy. So this screen is a new one. We need to add the matchmaking mechanism, which is a game lobby. Writing distributed actors is not so different from writing an actor. The only thing to keep in mind, you need to provide the cluster system that you, or the actor system you, which these actors operate on, and the other thing, you need to define the functions that communicate with each other, as distributed, and they are throwable compared to the regular actors, because in network you can message could be failed to be delivered, and now we just create a lobby. But there's a problem again. We created an actor, but this actor is on some node. And how we actually communicate with each other. So how we join this game lobby. Fortunately, there's a cluster singleton protocol, and when you can use it and guarantee that there will be just one actor across all the systems. It's very easy to use. You just define a plugin. There is actually a very nice plugin. If you want to extend your cluster system functionality, you just can do this with different plugins, and it's very. You can write your own. You'll see. I wrote some. You'll see in several minutes. And then you just say, okay, game lobby. You're like now a singleton. And then when interacting with the singleton, you need to do this through the plugin, and that's it. You'll have a game lobby across all the cluster systems, and other actors could just ask, okay, I will join you, and then matchmaking will, okay, you now friends. So, what about game session screen? It's actually pretty straightforward. The only distributed function is player move, and then exactly as they send a message. The problem is like, let's think about the state isolation. So it isolates the game state. There is a slight problem again. So over time, the state updates. But as you see, the nodes or actors could fail, or like again, competitors could come and kill your node. But if we want to create an actor back, what state it should be? We want our Mad Rock back, this one. One solution is to use persistency, I mean some database, external one. And then the problem with this solution is that this becomes our single source of truth. And this works for small systems, but as soon as, for example, you imagine you have a big chat, it will be like a lot of messages going back and there, and it will just increase your latency. One solution for that is just actually have memory in state and then just save the updates to the, save new states to the persistency. And when the something like your island dies, you just then recreate the state and then continue to go back. Problem with this approach that every actor could have their own state, and it means that there's like this title, this table, column, and whatever, and yeah, it's not very scalable. Can we somehow abstract this logic? Answer is yes. We can send, okay, event came, like work at it, another event, the second event, whatnot. And then when actor dies, we just send these events back sequentially, and then this actor state is recreated. What good about the solution? This could be PostgreSQL, MongoDB, we just abstract these events. This is called event sourcing. It's a design pattern in which state is derived by storing a second of events. And again, I've implemented a plugin system for that. Which is called Fast Event Sourcing. It's again very easy to use. You just provide the Fast Journal plugin and then some store, like it could be Postgres store, MongoDB store. In this example, it's debug, so it's stored in memory. And then you say, okay, game session, you're now event sourced. The only thing you need to provide is the ID by which it would be persistent and the events which will be stored, and then how to handle events when they came back to the actor. Then, last thing is when we change the state, we first emit the event, and then the handle event will fire. Again, that's it. So we now have a persistent distributed actor. How to handle clients? This is, we again just create a distributed actor. It's, I've just taken an example from WWC deploy and then just updated some stuff because you need to update, it's not directly comparable. The problem with this approach that how exactly the cluster system is designed for the service. It's not designed to use with iOS apps or like web. Solution could be to have stateless clients and then just send and receive back messages, but the state stays on the backend. Again, the problem is that if there's like a lot of requests, like distributed functions, you need to define every. Again, solution is to use message tree, and there's like WebSockets, or as guys today presented, HTTP streaming, and that's what we will use. This is a request. And what's nice about the HTTP stream, you can both send the body, which will like a client sending the messages, and then in response, like the receive from the server. So you can send messages streaming to both sides. And then you just define the function, and this is regular async streams, like Swift's one. The problem is, like, again, there's some problems. But you can't share the async stream, so you can't you can't send the async stream to the actor. There is a solution. There can never be too few actors, and this solution is actually almost always helpful when you're working with the actor, distributed actors, because you rely on the, so faster system abstracts all the messaging for you, and you just can rely on this and abstract. I've already wrapped all this logic. There's a will be two clients, like two stream, server stream, distributed actor, and then regular actor client stream. And then you can just say, okay, this is network player. I'm handling all these messages from the stream, and then you define how to handle. And the last issue we need to solve today. So you then create two requests for like matchmaking and the session. The problem is like how exactly, so how to take the exact same distributed actor, how to say, okay, I want this network player. Because in the cluster system, the actor identity it uses is actually used for the cluster system. So what it means that when there's different IDs of the clusters of the actors, which distributed cluster assigns on the initialization of these actors. But in reality, we want some IDs that we know. But this won't happen because the system will just say what I don't know, because when it will actor will die, it will just recreate it, it will assign a new ID for it. This is specifically just for the distributed actors. Again, what should we do? One trick is to use cluster singleton and reception pattern. So reception pattern is a receptionist, it's called, because similar to a hotel, actor needs to check in order to the others to know they are available to meet now. So you say, okay, I'm checking in, and then there's like someone through the lifecycle watch, and then through the receptionist watching and termination and checking in all these actors. And then everyone checks in, and you get when you want some actor, it will check, okay, is this actor? No, this one? Yes, and then you can communicate. There's a slight problem. If there's like millions of actors on like tens of nodes, it will go through each of these actors. It will take some time. It will take minutes sometimes. How can we solve this? There is actually a pattern for that. It's called like consistent hashing technique. What it does, it puts nodes on the hash ring. And then when you ask, okay, where's my island, it will create a hash code and it says, okay, here's your node where your island is. What's nice about this technique is also fault tolerant by its nature. So when one node dies, it will rehash everything and put all the new keys to the new node. And then when you ask A2, it will say, okay, it's there then. So again, I wrap everything, and there's a plugin for that now. I have 3 minutes. Let's go quicker, but it's the end actually. So again, you provide the cluster virtual actors plugin. That's it. Then you say, okay, network player, you're a virtual actor now. And then you need to provide a spawn function, because I'll explain later. As you've seen on the hash ring example, you need some nodes on this hash ring, so we're creating some additional nodes. And then we ask the system, okay, give me the actor with this ID. The thing, why it's called virtual, so you always assume there's an actor, even if it's dead, and then you say, okay, give me. Either it will give you already created an distributed actor, or it will just create for you. That's why there's a spawn function. I mean, that's it. That's really it. I don't have time for demo. I will share next week the updated example. So building reliable and scalable apps with distributed access. Let's check. So we have cluster system, and then you can scale it horizontally or vertically. Doesn't matter, actually. So we vertically add more memory, just access. It's done by suite. Horizontally add more nodes. If something dies, you just virtual actors, okay, this is a new act now. So all things are checked, and it's just three things. Game session, singleton, game lobby, event sourcing, network player, virtual actors. And that's the way how to build scalable and reliable apps with Swift distributed actors. And unfortunately, there's still some work. I have 20 seconds. I know. So we need to do some stuff there, like finalize. But there is like a quote, first make it work, then you make it beautiful, from Joe Abstrick, who created Erlang, and we halfway made it beautiful, we need to finish. And then there's like this pattern you've seen, there's you have stateless clients. These stateless clients could be anything. It could be CFUI, Tokamak, Compose. And this is my dream. I want to create a framework that will extract all the logic for you, and then you just update, send the state diffs updates and That's it. Yeah, that's my dream. That's why I have this. Why that's Pirate Team. I don't know if you watched this thing. I'm not sure if I can say about who the prize on that. Thank you. There's actually no one noticed this, that, but there's a Swift open source Slack. You can find me there. We chat there and distribute the channel a lot and QA. But I think you can just come and ask.